Stretch Code. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello everyone, Drew Badger here. This is the Big Scary News for episode 333. And unfortunately, we're going to start off with some sad news from Fear Columbus Haunted House in Columbus, Ohio. It is with the heaviest of hearts that we share the passing of one of the most extraordinary people to ever grace us with her presence. Miss Patty Connors passed away on April 14th at the age of 72. We know so many of you came to know Patty over the years, whether it's Scaratorium, 13th Floor, Fear Columbus, or all three. She'd been with us for so long, we used to joke that she came with the building. We're sending all our love to her family, friends, community, and especially her granddaughter Maggie and daughter Erin, who are part of our Fear team. Our hearts are also with those who have worked with Patty at Scaratorium and 13th Floor. To know her was to love her, and we know you're feeling this just as much as we are. Rest in peace. The Big Scary Show sends its deepest condolences to the family and friends of Patty Connors and offers up this moment of silence. On a lighter note, we have this from Demon Acres Haunted Attraction in Hannibal, New York. Exciting opportunities are now available to sponsor Demon Acres Scream Park. Don't miss your chance to be part of this thrilling event. Spots are filling up quickly, and when they're gone, they're gone. Over 30,000 patrons came through the gates last year, and you can be part of the madness. Secure your spot today by contacting Gene Cochran at 315-350-8101 or visit demonacres.com. for more information. We have an update from Pennhurst Paracon coming to Spring City, Pennsylvania. Join Project Fear and Jay Wasley for a celebrity overnight ghost hunt at Pennhurst Paracon on Sunday, May 17th, after hours. As the Paracon weekend comes to a close, step into Pennhurst for a fully immersive overnight investigation designed for those who want to explore on their own terms. This is a free roam experience across the Pennhurst campus, giving you the freedom to move between active paranormal hotspots and join investigations as they unfold. No set paths, no fixed groups. You choose where the night takes you. It's a separate ticket required and extremely limited capacity. So get more information at PennhurstAsylum.com. We have a little sad news from Laurel's House of Horror in Laurel, Maryland. Hey, ghouls and goblins, our halfway to Halloween event will unfortunately be canceled this year. As much as we were looking forward to celebrating with you, we're taking this time to give the building a much-needed facelift and prepare for some big builds coming up this upcoming season. Trust us, it will be worth the wait. Thank you for sticking with us while we level things up, and we can't wait to welcome you back for an even bigger, better, and spookier experience soon. We will return for Capital Purge July 11th, so stay spooky, Laurel's House of Horror. Keep up with updates at laurelhaunt.com/holidays. We have this update from Extreme Fear Scaregrounds in Kinston, North Carolina. Dark Shadows is back, and it's unlike anything you've ever seen before. We didn't just update it, we completely rebuilt it, with new scares, darker paths, deeper into the unknown. So be the first to witness the transformation during our halfway to Halloween event. But once you step into the shadows, there's no turning back. Happening May 8th and 9th, the question is, are you brave enough? Get more information at ExtremeFearScareGrounds.com. We have a little hiring news from Nightmare Dungeon Haunted Attraction in Greenville, South Carolina. Nightmare Dungeon Haunted Attraction is gearing up for another intense season, and we're looking for dedicated, high-energy individuals to join our team. If you've ever wanted to step into the darkness and become part of something unforgettable, this is your shot. We're looking for reliable, committed individuals, high energy, and willingness to perform. Team players who can take direction and improve themselves. No experience required, just bring the right mindset. This isn't just a job. It's a family, a grind, and an experience you won't find anywhere else. Think you've got what it takes to survive the dungeon? Apply now and secure your spot for the 2026 season. For more information and links to apply, visit their Facebook page, facebook.com/nightmaredungeon. We have this from the Silver Scream Spook Show coming to Atlanta. You're invited to the Silver Scream Spook Show as they present Ghidorah, the Three-Headed Monster on Saturday, May 16th at the Plaza Theater, 1049 Ponce de Leon Avenue in Atlanta. The Silver Scream Spook Show is a 30-minute live stage show filled with magic tricks, dancing girls, jokes, spectacles, and frights. The live performance is followed by this classic monster movie. There's a 1:30 p.m. matinee show, doors open at 1, and a 10 p.m. night show with the doors opening at 9:30. Tickets are available at the door, so don't miss your chance to see this classic monster movie on the big screen with all the extra spooky live entertainment as a bonus. Get more information at facebook.com/SilverScreamSpookShowATL. We have this update from FrankenCon coming to Alcoa, Tennessee. We have a new guest announcement. We're thrilled to welcome Donald Farmer to FrankenCon June 26th through the 28th. A true indie horror legend, Donald Farmer has written and directed cult favorites like Shark Exorcist and Shark Exorcist 2, Savage Vengeance, the sequel to I Spit on Your Grave, starring Camille Keaton, Red Lips, featuring Michelle Bauer, and here's the best part, Donald Farmer will be live and in person at the world premiere of Scream Queen Weenie Roast, hosted by Jessa Jupiter Flux on Thursday, June 25th at 8 p.m. at the Hilton Knoxville Airport. This is a free event, no ticket required, so come hang out, grab a hot dog while supplies last, and be part of something wild, weird, and 100% FrankenCon. This is the way to start a weekend. Get more information at FrankenConTN.com. Staying in Tennessee, we have this hiring news from the Hell's Barn Dam Haunt in Haletown, Tennessee. Do you love all things creepy, chaotic, and downright terrifying? The Hale's Bar Dam, a real haunted location tied to the legend of Cherokee War Chief Dragging Canoe, is looking for actors to bring the fear to life this season. We're building a new crew of creeps, spirits, and full-blown nightmares, and we want you. No experience needed. We train you, do your makeup, and provide your costume. Come work inside one of the most haunted places in America, and if something touches you in the dark, just know it probably wasn't one of us. Think you got what it takes to survive the season? You must be at least 16 to apply. Actor meetings start in early September and dress rehearsals later that month before opening night. Get more information at facebook.com/hellsbardam. We have some more hiring news, this time from the Conjure Haunted Attraction in Birmingham, Alabama. The spirits are summoning you to come play with them this haunt season, so apply now, if you dare. Get an application at conjurebham.com facebook.com/careers, or scan their QR code at facebook.com/conjurebham. We have even more hiring news from Dr. Psycho's Haunted Estate in Middletown, Ohio. We are officially looking for scene actors to join the madness at Dr. Psycho's Haunted Estate at the Land of Illusion. This is a full immersive haunt experience, not the jump scares, but real characters, atmosphere, and live interaction with guests every weekend. The season starts in September, but we're starting early with team building and character development sessions coming up soon. We're looking for people who are reliable and committed, comfortable with acting, improv, and guest interaction, and willing to build a character and stay consistent all season, plus be a team player who can work in a fast-paced, high-energy environment. Get more information at landofillusion.com. There's even more hiring news from Asylum X Haunted House in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Asylum X Haunted House is recruiting. We don't need perfect, we need committed. If you can show up, stay in character, and bring the energy every night, we'll teach you the rest. Actors, makeup artists, and support staff needed. This isn't just a job, it's a team, an experience, and a great time. Get paid, make memories, and scare people. Apply today at ShadySlaughters.com. We have still more hiring news, this time from The Warehouse in Joplin, Missouri. We're now hiring actors for the upcoming haunt season at The Warehouse and Chaos. Are you interested in becoming a scare actor and are at least 18 years old? Will you be available to work Friday and Saturday evenings starting September 5th, 25th through October 31st? It pays more a night than other haunts. If so, message their Facebook page or email them at The Warehouse, that's W-E-R-E House, The Warehouse 1 at yahoo.com. We have an update from the Imminent Doom Haunted House in Kilgore, Texas, announcing our first attraction for 2026. Step into the residence of the demented Hacksaw family and experience their twisted brand of Southern hospitality that includes blood, violence, and chainsaws. There's only one way to exit this demented family's residence, piece by piece. This year at Imminent Doom, we will feature three separate terrifying walkthroughs in one location. Stay tuned for more information coming soon, so visit imminentdoomhaunt.com for updates and more info. We have this update from Fear Factory SLC in Salt Lake City, Utah. Who says you have to wait until October? We're throwing Halloween's ultimate half birthday party, and you're invited. On Saturday, May 16th from 8 to 11 p.m., Fear Factory opens its doors for one night only. Wander the halls if you dare, and be the first to experience what's coming for the 2026 season. Your springtime Halloween fix starts here. Learn more at fearfactoryslc.com. We have an update from Monsterpalooza coming to Pasadena, California. With credits ranging from Dawn of the Dead, Creepshow 1 and 2, From Dusk Till Dawn, Grindhouse, Terrifier 3, Machete, and many others, meet Tom Savini this May 29th through May 31st at Monsterpalooza, returning to the Pasadena Convention Center. Get your tickets in advance, and a reminder, Monsterpalooza event tickets must be bought first before buying any pro photo ops. Monsterpalooza event tickets are required to participate and are sold separately. Get more information and those tickets at monsterpalooza.com. We have this update from Midsummer Scream coming to Long Beach, California. Midsummer Scream is thrilled to welcome legendary makeup artist V. Neal to the Long Beach Convention Center this August. V. B is directly credited with creating the on-screen looks for some of cinema's most recognizable figures. She designed the distinct pale yellow aesthetic of the Ghost with the Most in Beetlejuice, established the iconic punk vampire style in The Lost Boys, and developed the groundbreaking transformation for Edward Scissorhands. She also served as a key makeup artist responsible for executing Danny DeVito's unforgettable transformation into the Penguin in Batman Returns, and in addition to her film work, Neal is widely recognized by genre fans for her 13-season tenure as a judge on the sci-fi special effects makeup competition series Face Off. Meet her at Midsummer Scream, August 7th through the 9th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Get tickets and more at MidsummerScream.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home hunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here. We are live on the floor of the East Coast Haunters Convention, but that doesn't mean we can't look into the future as we did at Transworld, talking about the East Coast show. Just in about maybe 6 weeks or so, I believe June 4th through the 7th, is the Midwest Haunters Convention in Chicago. Technically Rosemont, but still the Chicago area. Long history of the Midwest Haunters Convention. And we figured we probably should make you aware of things, even though we're standing on the trade show floor at the East Coast Haunters Convention. And who better to talk about the Midwest Haunters Convention than Chris Zarovsky of Transworld? Always good to see you, sir.
Oh, you as well. It's so much fun. We're doing this right on the floor here at East Coast. And it's awesome. The doors have just opened. We're killing it. It's great to see you. Great to see everybody. And we are excited for Midwest Haunters. Can't wait for our next step there. The third leg of our Triple Crown.
And the fact that this year Transworld was so late, these are literally just 4 to 6 weeks apart. I mean, when do you guys get to exhale?
We don't. It'll be literally after June 8th. So that's when we'll get to
see. And then you've got Legendary to plan for, so
exactly,
there you
exactly.
go. But let's talk about Midwest coming up June 4th through the 7th. You know, one thing they're very well known for is their pre-show tours. And, of course, Chicago has a couple of haunted houses in the area. I assume that there's going to be a very small, very quiet, very low-key haunt tour before the show, correct?
Oh, you would be very, very correct. Obviously, we're starting
really?
The advertising.
Really? That low-key? And
totally low-key. Not some big players at all. Not at all. We're going to start everything off on Thursday, June 4th, and we're kicking it off with a very exclusive behind-the-scenes look at Hell's Gate Haunted House.
One
I mean, literally ones. Coming out of the gates.
Number one on my bucket list right now. I have not been to the location since they've opened.
Oh, and, I mean, you're going to be able to see how all the magic happens, and that's how we're kicking off MHC 2026. So we're super excited. From there, we're going to do a lights-on tour at Disturbia Haunted House. Again, just to get to see all of the amazing props, the animatronics, everything just off the floor. It's so beautiful, so good to see. And then we're getting a full show at Five Points Haunted House. What's great about Five Points is this is a home haunter that has won the ABC Halloween contest, got $50,000 of seed money, and started his own haunted house.
Sure, you could buy some props with $50,000.
He's under 21. He has his whole family support, and they're now in their third year. Can't wait to see them on the tour, full show, kicking off our Thursday pre-show tour.
I hope their HOA doesn't mind, assuming he doesn't live in one, or does.
No. So he has given up the home haunt now because he does have a full commercial haunt.
Gotcha.
But it only took him a little bit, and the HOA was a factor, too. We can talk about that later.
That sounds tremendous. So what happens after that? So you've got two lights on tours, including Hell's Gate and Disturbia, and then a full show. What happens after that?
Oh, that's just Thursday. So Friday, then, we are going. We got a double headliner that night. Full shows, everything under the sun. We're going to Basement of the Dead in Aurora, Illinois, and then going to Massacre Haunted House in Montgomery, two titans of the Chicagoland industry, going back-to-back to headline our Friday night tours.
Now, are these lights on, or are these going to be full shows with actors and everything?
Full shows, the October experience. You're going to get to see everything.
It sounds like a great time for the pre-show. Again, Midwest Haunters tours are stuff made of legends, going all the way back to the early 2000s. You know, this thing's been around for a very, very long time. Hey, a puppy, very cute. But doesn't like Beetlejuice, apparently. Anyway, Friday night, you've got this big tour going on and everything. Any, like, official or unofficial, shall we say, get-togethers with adult beverages or anything happening on either Thursday or Friday night?
We are in the process of figuring out all those after-hour parties, but there's definitely going to be a haunt ball on Saturday. Costumes are required. Well, they're not required, but we highly encourage them. And, of course, we'll have amazing DJs, and festivities will ensue on Saturday evening as well. So, yes.
Well, before we get to Saturday evening, you obviously have to go through Saturday. And I assume that when the show floor opens at either 9 or 10 o'clock, depending on which time zone you're in, I'll be in Eastern, you guys are Central, et cetera, you're going to have an entire giant convention floor filled with vendors, and I'm assuming you're also going to have some amazing classes, make and takes and stuff.
Oh, absolutely. We'll have our normal seminar series with amazing educators that are going to be from all across the board. We're going to have our learning lab, which is something that we're piloting here today, which is a nice free education seminar.
What is that?
Learning lab is actually right behind where we're standing right now, and five different world-class educators are coming to educate people for free. We're going to bring that to MHC as well.
And what are some things that you might learn at a show like that, at a learning lab like this? Is this up to the instructor, or is this something that you're encouraging? Hey, let's teach this, let's teach that.
It's a partnership. So, like right now, like I think Donna from ProAir is teaching airbrushing basics right behind us right now.
Oh, very cool.
And then we're going to be looking through some different 3D projection mapping techniques, all kinds of little cool tricks and trades. Now, yeah, you should still consider, obviously, the big seminars because that's where you're going to get those big takeaways. But these give you a little bit of an idea to tip your toes in the water.
Sure. And I like the fact that that's included in the cost of your ticket to get on the floor.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's an added benefit. Again, we're going to have the stage. We're going to have all those ticket giveaways. We're going to have opportunities for you to bring everything that you want for the entire October season. You're going to have like 20 haunts to be able to get free stuff from.
So. Oh, it just sounds like it's always a blast to go to the Midwest Haunters Convention. And Saturday night, you've got the ball. Are there any things going on Sunday with classes or other, or is it just going to be the vendor floor?
There's definitely going to be classes on Sunday. I know that I don't have those in front of me right now, but I know we can catch up afterwards. There's going to be a full listing. I know Jen and company are working on a huge slate to make sure that everybody gets whatever they need.
Well, let's go backtrack just a little bit. Last night, I drove 11 hours to get up here. I made it to Pennhurst. I saw you there. How were the pre-show tours over the 2 days before East Coast here?
Oh, my gosh. You know, one of the most difficult things is to ask any world-class attraction like the five that we've had. We've gotten to see four so far as the time of this interview. But to open up midday on a weekday in the off-season and try to make it work. And Lehigh Valley did amazing to kick us off on Thursday. We had Kim's Crypt to close us on Thursday. And then yesterday we had Lincoln Mill, and then, of course, Pennhurst. And all four knocked it out of the park. So awesome.
And they were full shows. They weren't just walking through and saying, oh, look, here's what our scene does and all that. This was full shows, actors, lighting, darkness, fog, all that.
Everything. Everything. The works. It was beautiful. You got the October experience right now.
I had never been to Pennhurst before, and I got to thank Jim and his staff. They just knocked it out of the park.
Boom. Gone. Out of the park. Absolutely. 100%.
And apparently there was a party afterwards, because once I got there, I was just so exhausted. Oh. I was like, I have to go check into my hotel and go crash.
Yeah, they were rocking in the speakeasy. We had a nice DJ there. I mean, everything was it was wonderful. It was wonderful.
It sounds great. Now, let me ask you about Midwest here. You know, when it was announced that it was moving from Columbus to Chicago, there was an awful lot of, shall we say, there was some constructive criticism. There was a lot of excitement in the Chicago area. There was a lot of, I don't want to say disappointment, but there was a lot of concern in the Ohio area because that had become such an institution. But it does seem like maybe it took a couple of years, but it looks like Midwest has finally caught its footing. And it's just growing exponentially and is becoming a very, very nice show.
Oh, thank you very, very much. Obviously, I think we started in 19. Jen bought the show, I think, in 18. And then we brought it to Schaumburg in 19. COVID hit us hard.
Yes.
So I think we had Milwaukee in 21. But we've now been settling nicely at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. Of course, no stranger to Transworld for years. And so it's nice to see that support. We're getting more haunted attractions from the Midwest coming to Chicago and converging together.
And I do want to say that it does look like Ohio is getting a convention now. So, you know, they're going to have a show in Mansfield. And, Ohio is one of those states that needs a convention. You know, Texas needed one. They had the Texas Haunters Convention. You know, the Illinois needed one, especially the Chicago area with all the haunts out there. Bam, Midwest goes there. So it looks like these places that have huge amounts of haunted attractions are all becoming these, you know, targets for conventions. And I really think that's a great idea.
Love it. Love it. Love it. We got to get the haunt community and the family together as much as we can. So.
Yeah, and as I've mentioned to you and several other people, just the fact that a show like this has an entire section dedicated to local haunted attractions is amazing. Are there plans to bring a pit like this to Midwest with all the different haunts, or does one already kind of exist?
Oh, it already exists. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah, we started the Olympics, actually, which is a nice opportunity for all the haunts to have a little bit of bragging rights, run around, do crazy stuff like relay races and have some fun. But yeah, the pit was a fixture from the beginning of Midwest Haunters, and now it's just become bigger and bigger.
So this is happening June 4th through the 7th. For tickets, more information, websites, social medias, keep up with all the updates for the Midwest Haunters Convention coming to the Donald E. Stevens Center in Rosemont, Illinois, just outside Chicago, not too far from the airport, not too far from the interstate. Where can they get all the information, buy tickets, see the schedules, and all that?
Oh, we got two great places for you. MidwestHauntersCon.com is the best place. And then, of course, at Transworld Live, every Tuesday, actually, we're going to change up the schedule a little bit in May. So you'll see some Monday shows, and you know, of course, but you'll be able to record that and be able to see it whenever you're available.
And where can people get that information about Transworld Live, hosted by this person right here?
No, but thank you, thank you. YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram, just look up Transworld Live.
Chris Zarovsky, always a pleasure to see you, my friend.
Thank you.
Again, congratulations on, you know, we've been open less than an hour and a half, and it is just, you know, there's got to be hundreds of thousands of people in here at this point. It is unbelievable.
It's ridiculous. We're recording this truly at the, like, back of the hall, and it's mobbed. I mean, there's people all over. So it's an honor. Thank you so much for your support of this show. And on behalf of Jen and Rich, truly, thank you to all of the Big Scary Show fans for just being so supportive.
And I've had a couple people come up to me already and say, hey, man, love your show, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. That's pretty cool. All I can say is, I don't see how you're going to grow anymore unless you buy out another, rent out another exhibit hall, and then make like a little scary catwalk between the two, because almost every square inch in here is filled.
It is crazy. I'm so
and
excited.
You're in year three. How
exactly.
Does that?
I know.
Where are you going to be in year 10? I mean,
where does it go from here?
So. You're going to rent out the entire thing. Take care, my friend.
You
We're going
too.
To look forward to seeing you. I know you've got some things to do over here, but once again,
no
MidwestHauntersCon.com, June 4th through the 7th, Rosemont, Illinois, a.k.a. Chicago. Go see that. If you're not here at the East Coast, go check out all that stuff. And, of course, check out Transworld Live on YouTube, Facebook, all the social medias. Chris Zarovsky, a pleasure.
Oh, such a pleasure. Thank you, my friend.
My name is Drew Badger for the Big Scary Show. We are live on the floor way in the back near this adorably cute corgi
so
who's barking at, like, all the monsters. And we're out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.